Thank you, and good morning. Welcome once again to the radio program from the Independence Baptist Church of Forestell, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning, and it is our prayer that you receive a blessing from hearing another portion of the precious Word of God. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to our church services today. Our Sunday school begins this morning at 10 o'clock with regular classes for all ages, and we know that you can feel free to bring your families, bring your Bibles, and study the Word of God in our Sunday school classes this morning. At 11 o'clock this morning, we have our morning worship services, and you're invited to come to this service. At 4 o'clock this afternoon, we meet again for our afternoon prayer service, and then at 4:30 for our evening worship. Our midweek Bible study is at 7 o'clock each Wednesday evening, so you're invited to come to these services, and we know that you'll receive a blessing from being in the house of God. And we understand that if you want to hear the truth of what the Bible says, then you can come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. This morning, we'd like to take our text from the book of 1 John, chapter 2. That's 1 John, chapter 2, verse 18 and verse 19. The Bible said in this place, "Little children, it is the last time. And as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out, that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us." We'd like to think this morning about the coming Antichrist. And I'm not going to say now that I know everything that there is about the Antichrist and when he's going to come and who he's going to be and everything that he's going to be like. But I do believe that there are some characteristics of the Antichrist that we need to be aware of. Notice the first thing in verse 18 of 1 John chapter 2, the Bible said, "Little children, it is the last time." Now, what does that mean? It is the last time. Sometimes we get the idea that the last days are those days that is just immediately preceding the tribulation and the coming again of Jesus Christ. But you know, that's really not so. Here John wrote, and he wrote this almost 2,000 years ago, and John said, "Little children, it is the last time." And so you see, the last time is not just the 15 years before the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, but the last time is all of the time from the ascension of Jesus Christ until He comes again. And you might say, well, how long is that going to be? I really don't know how long the time is between the ascension of Christ and the time that He comes back. I don't know that. I don't think anybody knows that. The Bible says that nobody knows that. But very frankly, I believe that the return of the Lord Jesus Christ is at the door. I believe that it's upon us, and that we ought to have our attitude about us to look up, for our redemption draweth nigh. If it is so that John said in his day that it was the last day, then surely we are closer now than it was in John's day. Notice now another characteristic that shall take place in the end of this age. The Bible said in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 18, "Little children, it is the last time." Now notice these next few words. "And as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come," now listen, even now are there many Antichrists whereby we know that it is the last time. We find here a principle that John tells us concerning the Antichrist. Oftentimes, you see, we think of the Antichrist as being a particular man or woman. But notice what the Bible said in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 18. Little children, it is the last time. And as ye have heard that Antichrist, that singular, shall come, even now are there many Antichrist, plural. So what we find is that in John's day, there were many different and diverse groups and individuals that was fighting God. But as the time for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ draws nearer, that these groups will merge together. And as they merge together, they will begin to fight God in a greater way than they ever could when they were diversified into many small groups. And so what we really find here is that as the tribulation draws near upon us, and as the time comes that the Antichrist, the one Antichrist, would make himself known, that there will be a merging together of satanic forces against God. Now notice in verse 19 a very interesting statement. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 19, where does the Antichrist come from? 1 John chapter 2 verse 19 tells us where the Antichrist comes from. The Bible said they went out from us. Who is they? Well, the Antichrist. Notice, they went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us, but they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. Now, where does the Antichrist come from? And the Scripture here tells us very plainly that the Antichrist comes from those people that have known the truth yet departed from the truth. I believe probably the first real example that we find in the New Testament concerning the Antichrist would be Judas Iscariot. Because Judas knew the truth. He walked with Jesus for 3 years. Judas performed miracles by the power of Jesus. Judas was there with the group, with the apostles. He was their treasurer. He had the position. And yet Judas went away. And this is exactly what the Bible says will happen. And as the times of the end come, that there will be many people that will depart from the faith. Notice now in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1. Here Paul writing to Timothy. This is about 2,000 years ago in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1. Notice what Paul says to this preacher friend of his. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ that, or who shall judge the quick and the dead at His appearing and His kingdom, preach the word. Paul tells Timothy, preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and doctrine. Now notice in verse 3, For the time will come. The time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. Is that the same thing that John said? In 1 John chapter 2 and verse 19, John said, these people, they went out from us, but they were not of us. And so here in 2 Timothy chapter 4, in verse 3 and 4, Paul, another apostle, writes to this young preacher, Timothy, and telling him that the day will come when those people will not endure sound doctrine. Notice another scripture. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1. The Bible said, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some, I'm glad that doesn't say all. The Bible said, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Now, this scripture tells us how that the Antichrist is going to finally be formed. And it is because they have known the truth, but they have left the truth. And the reason they left the truth, the Bible said, because they gave heed to seducing spirits. They gave heed, whether it's one person or whether it's many people, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Notice, these are those people that depart from the faith. These are those that said that they believed, yet in their heart they did not believe. They have gone away from the true worship of God. They gave heed to seducing spirits, that is, the spirit of the devil that came and convinced them that they needed to do something else other than worshiping God. And those people fell for it. They went away from the true worship of God, and they began to embrace doctrines of devils. Let's look at what some of the doctrines of devils are. And the Bible tells us what some of the doctrines of the devil is. In verse 2, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. That is some of the doctrines of the devil. And so, this is what is going on right now in this world. We would admonish you to look and see what is happening, that you might not fall away from the truth, that you might not fall from your own steadfastness, but rather that you would stop and say, wait a minute, where am I at in the service of God? Am I falling away? A good way to tell whether you're falling away is, how much do you read your Bible? How much do you pray? How much do you search the Scriptures to find what the Scriptures have to say? I didn't say, how many times do you search the Scriptures to prove your point? I said, how many times do you search the Scriptures to prove what the Scriptures have to say? And that's so very important. How about your church service? Are you able to go to church and don't go? There's a lot of people that are not able to go to church. They would love to go to the house of God and just to listen to the singing and to be a part and to sit and hear the teaching and the preaching of the Word of God. They would love it, and their heart yearns to. And you know, God knows about that. But then there's other people that say, oh, I'd love to go to church, but instead they go fishing. Or instead they go to the family reunion. Or instead they go and do anything, work perhaps, or play, or just anything to stay out of the house of God. Well, you need to check up on yourself, because it's a very, very important thing. Remember this. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 13 through 15, the devil appears, the Satan appears, as an angel of light. That's why that many people are drawn away after him, because he appears as being the good thing. But Satan is evil through and through. And so we urge you to look and see where you stand today. If you're lost, if you're without Jesus Christ, let me tell you this, that Jesus Christ is coming again. There is only two places for people to spend their eternity. One is heaven, and the other is hell. If you're lost, trust the Lord Jesus Christ. You come to Him as a sinner. You come to Him as a lost, helpless, condemned sinner. Repent because of the wickedness that lies within you. Ask God to forgive you of your sinfulness, and He will. He'll save you and take you home to be with Him. Well, we see that our time has slipped away from us again today. We do invite you again to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church and listen again next Sunday morning for another radio broadcast. Thank you now for listening.